For years, the Democratic Party has struggled to retain support from Catholic voters in southwestern Pennsylvania. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins looks at why it will be hard for Democrats to reverse that trend in November, even with a ticket led by a Catholic presidential nominee.
On a beautiful August evening in Sewickley, Catholic voters gathered outdoors to rally around Joe Biden. But the event showed the challenge Democrats face connecting on faith issues.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. It is so good to see you in person.
Democratic Congressman Connor Lamb tried to tell the group about how his Catholic faith shapes his work to protect health care and stand up for refugees. But a group of nearby protesters interrupted Lamb, calling him an apostate and heretic.
Celebrate. Because those of you who sent a Democratic majority to Congress 2 years ago can be proud of several actual works, specific things that we have stepped forward and voted for and done to trying to help the most vulnerable in our society.
Lamb never mentioned abortion, but the issue is a polarizing one. Biden is a practicing Catholic, but he supports Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court ruling that guarantees the right to an abortion.
There is one phrase that reverberates throughout the Bible more times than any other, and that phrase is be not afraid. Don't be afraid of this president. Don't be afraid of people who disagree with you. Certainly do not be afraid of your own neighbor.
Betsy Swainar of Point Breeze plans to follow Lamb's advice.
People need to really look at all of the issues and decide who can provide the best for the common good.
And Swainar is a registered independent who says her faith has inspired her to vote for Democrat and Republican presidential candidates. Many Christians oppose abortion, but Catholics link the issue to a broader belief in the value of life, which for Swainar means also looking at issues like healthcare and climate change.
Because if you're voting as a Catholic and you're following what your bishops say, there's a group of like 12 to 15 issues, and you're supposed to look at all of them.
Swainar is in the minority. According to the Pew Research Center, Trump beat Hillary Clinton among Catholic voters in 2016 by 52 to 44%. It could be worse for Democrats. Trump won white evangelical voters by nearly 5-1. But Catholics are slipping away, too. Anita Theis of Butler County is one of them. She says she used to be a Democrat, but now she's one of the anti-abortion protesters at the rally.
The only reason that I will not vote for Joe Biden is because he says he's Catholic, but he's pro-abortion. You can't change the basic fundamentals of the Catholic faith. It teaches you, thou shalt not kill, period.
Theis says that leaves President Trump as the only choice for Catholics.
God bless him, but he's not presidential many times. In fact, he acts really like a jerk many times. But when it comes to the babies being killed, he is totally on board.
In southwestern Pennsylvania, Democrats and the Catholic Church were intertwined for decades. More than a century ago, mostly Catholic Eastern European immigrants found a home in the labor movement. And historians recall that churches served as headquarters for fledgling unions. When Democrats embraced the union cause, they earned generations of voters who backed the party on economic issues, but remained more conservative socially. These days, Republican political consultant Mike Devaney says the party is losing those voters as it moves left on social issues.
A lot of these culturally conservative Democrats, folks who have been registered Democrat and their family has been registered Democrat for generations, really are no longer finding a home here. You see it in the most recent election here in outlying counties like Washington, Beaver, Westmoreland counties, where Republican majorities took over.
Devaney says if Biden wants to reverse that trend, he should campaign beyond urban centers and include visits to those communities. And he should expand the discussion of values to include how you treat others and the way a president should act. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.